It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah's, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. No, I had heard earlier today that maybe, just maybe, it was going to be a theme week today.
Yeah.
Starting today on the Wiki Corner. Am I right?
You are. Hey. Yeah. It's been a while since we've done a theme week.
I think it
was probably like Christmas time or something that we did a theme week.
Sure.
So I thought we'd do another one this week.
Good.
And so the theme this week is real names of fictitious characters.
Oh, okay.
So these are like
cartoon characters,
not necessarily all cartoon characters, but company mascots maybe that you didn't even like know it had an actual name.
Yeah.
Like for example, today we're starting with Captain Crunch.
Oh, the cereal guy.
Correct.
Captain
He's got
Crunch.
A name.
He does.
And his name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Horatio Magellan.
Horatio Magellan Crunch, aka Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch.
That's right.
Yeah. Not Captain, but Cap'n.
Cap'n.
Cap'n Crunch.
Cap apostrophe N. Yep. Cap'n
Crunch.
Yeah, and he's got a whole backstory. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not.
But
wow.
Yeah, so a lady named Pamela Lowe developed the original Cap'n Crunch flavor in 1963, mm-hmm. recalling a recipe of brown sugar and butter that her grandmother served over rice at her home in New Hampshire.
Okay.
A little weird, but brown sugar and butter over rice is what they used to have. So that's what she based the Captain Crunch recipe on. Yeah.
Okay.
Before developing the flavor, the cereal already had a marketing plan. And once having arrived at the flavor coding for Captain Crunch, Lowe described it as giving the cereal a quality she called want moreishness.
Want moreishness.
Yeah.
That's great.
After her death in 2007, the Boston Globe called her the mother of Cap'n Crunch, and she had also worked on the flavors for Heath, Mounds, and Almond Joy candy bars.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
She was good at the want moreishness then.
She was.
She had that down.
Cap'n Crunch cereal was officially unveiled in 1963, and the original recipe has been unchanged since its launch.
Oh, well, you don't mess with it, Sarah.
No.
You have the want moreishness, so you don't go back and fiddle.
Correct. So Cap'n Crunch, a.k.a. Horatio Magellan Crunch, is depicted as a late 18th century naval captain who wears a revolutionary style naval uniform, a bicorn hat, emblazoned with a C for Cap'n or Crunch,
Or Crunch, yeah.
And a gold epauletted blue coat with bands on the sleeves.
He's a flashy dresser.
He is. While typically an American naval captain wears 4 bars on his sleeves, the mascot has been variously depicted over the years wearing only 1 bar for Commodore, 2 bars for Lieutenant, or 3 bars for Commander.
Ah, okay.
So,
and what is he?
A Cap'n.
So
he's a Cap'n.
Okay,
Cap'n.
Okay.
Yeah. So Cap'n Crunch, like I said, has a whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
He was born on Crunch Island in the Sea of Milk.
Okay. Is this real?
Yeah. A magical place with talking trees, crazy creatures in a whole mountain called Mount Crunchmore made out of Cap'n Crunch cereal.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. While Cap'n Crunch's television commercials debuted, they featured 4 children named Alfie, Brunhilde,
Carlisle,
and Dave. Dave.
Carlisle.
And their dog named Sea Dog.
I imagine Carlisle always dressed up.
Snappy.
Yeah.
Snappy dresser, always.
Yeah. And then what was the last one?
Dave.
You know, Dave was just always the slacker.
Dave, yes.
His shirt was always untucked.
Right.
That's Dave.
And their dog, Sea Dog, who sailed with Cap'n Crunch on his ship, the good ship Guppy.
Okay. Wow.
They continually encounter the Cap'n's nemesis, who was Jean Lafitte, who is the Barefoot Pirate. And this character's name is a wordplay on the actual historical pilot, Jean Lafitte. So it was Jean Lafitte instead of John.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the mid-1970s, Jean Lafitte was the primary mascot for Cinnamon Crunch cereal.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yes. So J. Ward Productions, who also designed the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons, among others, came up with the Cap'n.
Mm-hmm.
Dawes Butler provided the original voice of the Cap'n until his death until 1988, and he was also the voice of Yogi Bear and Elroy Jetson, along with many other Hanna-Barbera characters.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. In 2013, sources, including the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Times, reported that the 3 stripes on the mascot's uniform indicate a rank of commander and not the 4 needed on his uniform to be a captain. So it took until 2013 for people to realize that he was not actually a captain.
To be fair, we're talking about serial, and it really shouldn't be taken that seriously.
You're
but finally somebody
actually
looked.
The Wall Street Journal and the Washington Times really...
An expose?
They did an expose, yeah.
Berkeley Breen was on that.
Yes.
No doubt.
And in jest, the Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. Navy had no record of Crunch. and that NCIS was investigating him for impersonating a naval officer.
Is that an episode? An upcoming episode of NCIS?
That'd be a pretty... That'd be a cool collaboration, actually.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So, yeah.
They could do that where it's animated, like a Paul Abdul video, where it's animation and it's live action.
They should do that.
Bring it together.
Totally.
NCIS ratings through the roof.
Definitely.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Cap'n Crunch, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Ride, Captain, Ride by Blues Image.
And we'll call it Ride, Cap'n, Ride.
Cap'n, please.
Just in this instance. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.